Hi, after all, welcome. I'm Francisco Hugo, and welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast, The Quest for Glamour. My mission is, along with my fantastic guests, to explore the meanings of glamour and give you unique insights from inside the industry of fashion and also with my own experience. And I have to start this by talking about my first session. I started this quest in 2013 when I decided to face all my fears. It's important to see this because in my own experience, I hit that plateau where I felt that I needed to change something and pursue my passions because I was not passionate about my life. I had a family, a stable job. By society standards, I was going well. Although I've had not finished my engineering course due to lack of passion and big resistance that I could not solve, but mainly because I wasn't passionate enough to find a solution. So, 2013, I decided to start the quest, and I started with this friend of mine called Vanessa. I rented this dress, bohemian style dress, talked to a makeup artist and hairdresser, actually more hairdresser, from the LX factory in Lisbon. And with my friend Vanessa, I have to share something important. Before all that, I also found the location, the place. I was in love by this location, a very funky place in the LX factory. And that's how everything started. A connection with the place for a photo shoot, a model, a nice dress to combine with the environment, a nice story, and let's explore it. For a model, I need the makeup and hair. I've had the help of a nearby hairdresser, and everything started like that. The first session, a pinch of bohemia, because I don't understand about glamour. I don't know exactly what glamour is yet. Every time I ask this question to several people, the answer is always different. So I decided by myself to find out what glamour is all about. I started with this session, so a pinch of bohemia, and now quickly I am going to go through all the other sessions. Rose and Black, where I explored mystery and sensuality. I kept everything to a minimum, photographed in studio, black lingerie to represent luxury and mystery, and the rose to represent sensuality. The other photo shoot was called Forgiveness. I found this nice bow to photograph along with the model, the remains of the boat and the model, and this would represent the memories, the regrets, because of those who lost their lives in the sea, of course, and the boat that also have lots of memories. But I played with these contrasts, the meanings of having the remains of the boat. She is dressed as in red and black, so passion and loss. And I have a message here called memories, not regrets. How much are we able to forgive based on our memories? How much do we get away from our regrets or get regrets because we are not able to forgive? That's what I want people to think about. Dark side. The attitude is glamorous, can be glamorous, and it's not about style. That's what I've discovered in this session. It was in Geneva, Switzerland. I went there to photograph the Geneva International Motor Show 2015, and I contacted this model and friend of mine. We kept in touch. I lean and I explore, let's say, the dark side. But she is glamorous, she is sensual. It's all about the attitude and not necessarily about the style. That was another big conclusion of mine. Nomad Awakening. This was photographed in Braga, north of Portugal, with my dear friend Leah. And my conclusion is, just checking my streaming, awareness. Nomad Awakening. Nomad because I was moving at the time also. I always resonate with my sessions. So Nomad Awakening, meaning that your heart, how is it, is where your heart is, right? So we don't have to have a home to be home. And sometimes we have a home, but we don't feel home. We don't feel at home. And this was my main message. We have to have awareness of who we are and where we are. And that's glamorous, because if we don't have this awareness, I don't think it's easy to be glamorous. After that one, I photographed Paloma Negra with another dear friend of mine. Paloma Negra reveals interdimensional love. This was photographed based on a story. How can I explain this very quickly? So she, the character, lost her love, and so she wanted to die to meet her lover on the other side, and so she dressed the character of death. But then once there, she was not happy, and she was still looking for her lover. That's the message, because we must love ourselves first and our higher self through all the dimensions, not only in the 3D world, but beyond it. The fourth dimension includes perception, that is called time. The fifth dimension is the spiritual one. There are, I guess there are like 12 dimensions, spiritually talking. But the question here is, how aware are you? How in love are you? How much do you love yourself first before loving someone else? Then, after that one, I photographed Unsheltered. I was moving, leaving my house, and this session came like in the perfect timing to represent it, because you must be driven by your true self to know exactly what you want and where you want to go, and keep moving. That's why I photographed this in a train station, and I call this Unsheltered. Like homeless, but with a home. Goes in line with the other session about the Nomad Awakening, to know who we are and where we are and where we are going. And therefore, Unsheltered came in the perfect time to represent that. To be glamorous, we don't need to have a house, but we must feel at home wherever we are. And to take that leap of faith, that big step, we must be very strong and get loose of the chains that are keeping us, that are restraining us. And I photographed this session already in the UK with Hercules. He's Greek. Hercules, I think it's how we say his name. In a barn full of toolboxes, with a mild character, strong character, strong model. And the message is literally, we have the tools, we have to break the box, learn how to use the tools and be strong enough to use and wise enough to use the correct tools. To use the correct tools to break through and to get loose. That was the message, and I was going through that also. The other and last photographic session I've done, Lost in Luxury. I'm still editing those images. Lost in Luxury was photographed in London last week. A model dressed as a bride. And the story is very simple. Lost in luxury, lost in passion. So many people are married together, have a normal life, have the money, have all the luxury, but still they are lost. They have the loss in passion. They are lost. I want to touch this because I have found out in my life how rich I was independently of how my bank account looks like, and it doesn't look very good. But the main thing is, money is not everything. Money only gives you options, and if you want the luxury, first know why you want it, because you will understand what's missing right now in your life if you understand that question. So regarding this project, I'll be exploring these topics one by one with my guests in future episodes of my podcast. I want to interview my models and persons of interest and of influence in the industry of fashion, and I will dig these topics one by one, because it's my mission to tell the world what glamour is, what I've discovered, and to have this great insight based on my experience and based on people of the industry, inside the industry, telling me and telling you, all the audience, what glamour is. Thank you very much for being there. I can't wait to have more specific and practical and clear answers. I mean, clear answers about glamour. This is so amazing. See you very soon, and thanks for listening.